This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Michael.
Oops, sorry, Michael. You were muted. Try again.
Hi, Michael.
There we go.
And Arya. And the site did come up this time.
Oh, it's working now.
It did not come up earlier.
Call to freedomlive.com. All right, well, that's good to know.
Okay, call to freedom what?
Calltofreedomlive.com.
Okay.
That's the website for Aria. That's her show, Call to Freedom, that she does with Will Coley every weekday, Monday through Friday. And it's been on the air, I think, over a year now. I think it started in its full weekday form in January.
Yep.
And then it had gone on for about a year before that on weekends only. But, yes, yeah, so it's about to celebrate its first anniversary as a full-on weekday program. So check her out. If you want more of Arya, you get a lot more of her there every single day. But we're fortunate to be able to have you in tonight because it's Christmas Day and Call to Freedom wasn't on today. And you just so happened to be here for dinner since we were having kind of like an activist family dinner here tonight. And I said, hey, Arya, what are you doing tonight? And you said, nothing. Yeah. Oh, why don't you come on Free Talk Live with us? So here you are. Let's go to the phones. We can talk more about network marketing and, you know, the why it's not exactly a total scam, but it's pretty. It's one of the other aspects I haven't told you about is the cultiness of it. And I know you can speak to this, Michael, having been involved with one of these companies.
Yeah, I'm sure, like Verge, essentially.
That's a cryptocurrency, right?
It is.
There are actually some.
And it has diehard fanatics who, you know, act like you've committed the gravest of heresies if you say anything negative about it.
A lot of them are like that. A lot of the cryptos are like that. A lot of the network marketing is like that. So we can get deeper into that. But let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Penguin on the line in Virginia watching us on our Twitch channel over at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Penguin.
What up? Hey, guys. Just wanted to call in. That's what you're doing last night. Tonight, I actually was listening to the conversation about property rights. I was really motivated to call in. But actually, hey, Arya, since I have a chance to talk to Arya tonight, I know you guys, I've been podcasting a lot of Call to Freedom, and you guys talk about gaming a lot. And
oh, yeah.
It's kind of motivated to get back into gaming. And I was just wondering, I have some kind of technical questions. What kind of operating system do you use on your PC?
Windows 10. Windows is pretty much
you can't really game without Windows.
Yeah, it's pretty much the go-to operating system for gaming, whether we like it or not. I mean, Wine exists poorly.
Yeah, I mean, you can't run a game in Wine and expect it to run very well. I have tried. I mean, it works. You can get some games to run, but it works about as well as running a three-generation-old graphics card.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering. I actually have a machine that just runs Ubuntu here, and I actually got it from penguin.com, and that's a great machine. But
good people.
And it's a great machine, and I...
It's not ethical, but you can install a pirated copy of Windows 7 and then say that you need it for accessibility purposes, in which case they will give you a copy of Windows 10 totally free, and therefore legitimizing your pirated copy of Windows 7. I'm not encouraging you to do that.
But technically it still works.
But it is a possibility.
I'll think about that. I took a hiatus from games in general, and I mean, I have a PS3, but I don't know. I might just give Wine or something a shot because
I'm not really thinking
on what games. I'll pay a few years for that games, no problem.
Well, I mean, if you want to run something like Super Meat Boy or Binding of Isaac or some kind of indie game that's not really demanding on the hardware, Wine will work just fine. But if you want to run like Arkham City or Arkham Knight or Overwatch.
Fallout 4 or something like that. Yeah.
Wine won't.
Oh, no, I can't play. Yeah, no, I can't play fast-paced like shooter type games. I was thinking more of SimCity type of games. So.
Things like that you won't get. You won't have too much trouble, but... with Wine.
Now, Wine is the Windows emulator for Linux.
Well,
is that right?
It is not.
Wine is not an
Windows
emulator.
Oh, really?
That's what the NE stands for.
Right, okay.
Not an emulator. But it
yeah,
totally
I can,
is.
I can run a Windows program. I tell you what, Minesweeper runs real well.
Your Notepad does as well.
Yeah, I've got Minesweeper, all this other stuff. It runs pretty good.
Linux, and I love the philosophy behind it, but people just don't make games designed for it. I think Blizzard does on occasion.
There are a few Steam games that run on Linux now. Like, there's one of the engines, like the Half-Life engine, I think.
Is there a Steam for Linux?
Yes, there is a Steam for Linux. I have it installed.
I just found that out.
Well, Valve used to take Bitcoin, so
they used to.
I just downloaded
open.
It.
Awesome. Well, that would be where to start, right? Because I mean, if you've got Steam, then it's going to list all the games that'll work for Linux, won't it?
If you put Steam on your Linux system, then you can start from there because it'll show you what games will run on Linux.
Yeah, that's why I call.
They've got to have Doom for Linux by now, right? Doom, 25-year-old.
They've got Doom on everything.
Sure. Okay.
I'll let you know.
Steam account, Steam news.
By the way, for anybody out there who's a Doom fan, which I definitely grew up with Doom, probably one of the most important formative games in my day. Doom, which originally came out in 1993, so 25 years ago, is going to celebrate its 25th anniversary by the creator of Doom. His name is John Carmack, one of the creators. He's made a whole new levels pack.
I said suck it down. I was referencing the Daya Katana ads.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That was Romero. And
same person, John Romero.
Yeah.
So he came up with a new map pack, a whole new episode of Doom. So it'll continue, not Doom 2, but it's an episode for Doom 1, the original Doom that came out back in the 90s. He's made an episode, basically an episode 4. So the original game had 3 9-episode episodes. So this will be a whole other 9-episode, a full-on episode of Doom.
That's what you were referring to on Liberdon, right?
I think I did post about that on Liberdon. Yeah, so... For people who are big fans of that, you ought to keep your eyes out because he's going to be releasing those in February. And I was also sort of commenting offline or online or whatever about the times that we're in. Now you can watch the creator of this game play his own game because of Twitch. So the dude's got a Twitch channel. And so this dude that created one of the most seminal, the most important games of all time, arguably, is now able to play the game that he's going to be releasing in February on his channel to tease people about, you know, what it's going to look like and show you some of the secrets and, you know, and show you what that's like. It's just so cool that we're in a time where you can do that now. No one could ever do that before. You could never actually watch the creator of a game play his own game unless you were there in the room with him. But now you can. So it's pretty neat times. Penguin, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I do want to talk about property that you were talking about earlier. I wanted to echo. I was on hold during the whole Sarah call and everything. I downloaded Steam and doing all this stuff. But I originally wanted to talk about property and how, like, to echo what Mark in Arizona said and what Aria said about the fact that what is the nature of property? That you don't, it's not the ownership of land or whatever else. It is a state of force monopoly. Ownership, when you pay the fees, when you jump through the hoops, when you follow their rules on your land, it's not a form of ownership. And this idea that libertarians and anarcho-capitalists think that the concept of property, it can exist to magically transform into an absolute ownership model when it's just the government's assigning you monopoly use of their land at the moment. So,
but see, you've contradicted yourself here. You're saying that, you know, what we have here is not ownership, but what we have here requires the state. And sure, but when libertarians and anarcho-capitalists talk about ownership, we're not talking about the state. We're talking about this is, let's say I have a rock, okay? Let's keep it really simple. I have a rock. You cannot take that rock from me without using force or coercion. That's what makes it my rock.
Sure. Because you possess you possess that rock, correct?
I'm sorry?
You possess that rock, that's correct?
Correct.
So you have
that,
the rock.
That's
so
the origin of private property rights, is where I was going.
Well, property rights is, from the Lockean perspective, is where you mix your labor with the land, if it's, you know, unused.
Well, that's land-style property rights. She's talking about possession of a rock.
Well, possession generally...
I mean, the labor she mixed with that was the picking it up.
So
hold on here, Penguin. More coming up in moments. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You're willing to defend the rock. It's yours. There's more coming up.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. We're here. here live on Christmas Day with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Michael,
and Aria.
And I want to make sure that you know that ForkFest 2019 is coming up this summer. We're expecting it's going to be June 13th through June 18th at the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. ForkFest is a fork of other camping parties in the woods, one where there's nobody in charge except for you. You get to decide what you do at ForkFest. So if you want to create an experience for other people to have, you want to throw a party, you want to throw a dance, you know, dancing thing, or put some music on, or whatever it is you want to do, show a movie, you got to do that. You got to, you know, need a tent, get a tent. You need a band, get a band. Figure out what you want to do, or just come and enjoy hanging out with other anarchists, voluntarists, and libertarians. Coming up next summer, June 13th through the 18th, in the summertime here in beautiful New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. You can get your camper. I think the camp registration opens up after the winter, so I don't think you can actually register during the wintertime.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's there till at least April.
Yeah, so go ahead and you may be able to leave like a message with them, and they might get back to you after a week or two. But check it out over at Rogers Campground. They've got a website, rogerscampground.com. ForkFest.party, though, is the unofficial website for ForkFest, because nothing is official with ForkFest, because nobody's in charge. There's no board of directors to screw things up. That doesn't, you know. But people will hopefully be there. This year's ForkFest was bigger than the first ForkFest, and so this will be year number three. 2019 will be the third year of ForkFest, so check it out. And again, the website, ForkFest.party. There's an unofficial ForkFest chat room. There's an unofficial ForkFest forum, and those are two of the ways that you can connect with some of the other people who might be attending in 2019. Let's go back to Penguin. He's on the line with us in Virginia. Penguin, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were talking about property ownership?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, as I expressed to you before, I'm kind of agnostic. I haven't really found or settled on kind of an ideal concept. I have a very incomplete knowledge of different types of property arrangements, property norms. But I just understand.
Well, property rights were spook.
Yeah, it was just not. Yeah, and I've not renounced property, but I do recognize that the property arrangement that we have now in the status paradigm really does not translate to a stateless system, because right now the state does maintain, the property rights of all people and defines the very characteristics of that. Like Mark Edge says, that ownership is really about control, which could just be, like you said, your willingness to defend it. But then, I mean, he's flawed too when he says his allodial title argument, because it's like, okay, who recognizes that allodial title? I mean, who grants that title? Is it magical? So,
the king granted allodial title, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, let's discuss one aspect of this at a time. In the end, we're going to end up putting property claims onto some sort of blockchain, possibly Horizon or something like that, that actually catalogs it permanently and records the prima facie claim. I have no idea how to pronounce that. I've never heard it pronounced.
Prima facie?
Yeah, sure. Prima facie?
I think so.
Okay. And, I mean, that's what it ultimately comes out to, and that's why I prefer looking at that's why I say, in fact, that anarchism or anarcho-capitalism or voluntarism is not going to happen here on Earth, and it's not going to happen for at least a few centuries until we're out colonizing the stars. Once we find a planet, and we can have X number of libertarians go there and say, hey, look at all of this unclaimed land, I'm going to claim this section of it, and this claim is legitimate because I'm the first person here, and there's nobody else here to dispute that claim, that's the prima facie claim.
Okay.
And it just has to sort of stand. What we have here on Earth is not that, because it's gone through generations of inheritance, some lawful, some not, some immoral, some moral.
Some just straight up stealing.
And lots of straight up theft and murdering, none of which would be applicable in the wider universe at large.
Yeah, so to Mars, I mean.
Yeah, I think it's a very Earth centric way of viewing the world to look at property rights in such a myopic sense. I think that it's much larger than that, and it ultimately comes back to, I was here first, and there's nobody else here to dispute my claim, therefore I make this claim.
Yeah, and it's not a matter of, injustice, about all the injustice that occurred in the past, because obviously you can go back, far beyond written history to you know, map out all injustices that have occurred in a given geographic area. But the idea that there's any legitimate point at which you could draw a line and say property claims that are currently considered valid on paper from this point forward will be considered valid in a
I would say right now, in fact, because we have because of exactly that problem that you're alluding to, that it's so convoluted, it's so distorted, it's so arbitrary, it's so corrupted that at this point all we can do is say, okay, this is the situation now. Forget how it got to this point. You know, this is the situation now. How do we move forward? That's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about, okay, well, the Israelis originally owned Palestine 1,700 years ago. I don't care.
The Indians originally owned this land.
Yeah, to me it's about, okay, this is the situation now. I mean, the past is just as much a figment of our imagination as the future is. Mm. I mean, for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, if you want to get a little esoteric, yeah, it is. Yeah.
So let's worry about...
The present situation is the sum of all past events, though. So, I mean, I'm not really concerned about the past either, but the present is, you know, to draw the line at the present would be just to...
Yeah, but it's irrelevant because the present isn't going to change as a result of those past events. I mean, what has been, and, you know, that it happened and it sucks and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to have any impact going forward unless we allow it to.
Right. I wasn't there, so I wasn't involved in all the slaughtering and everything. Like you said,
no,
I'm here now, right?
Yeah, I
can appreciate that sucks.
We got to deal with this now. I agree with you.
But what about direct government ownership and corporate ownership of property? That's not a paradigm that gives economic freedom.
It doesn't fit because individuals only can own property. Entities, governments, corporations, all of that, they can't. At the end of the day...
You mean in an ideal world?
Yeah.
The current world,
CEO would ultimately be the quote-unquote owner of the property in the anarcho-capitalist model.
Would it be the CEO or the board of directors?
Either way, it's fine. As long as, you know, someone is ultimately responsible. Someone is ultimately put down as the owner of that property. I don't really care whether, you know, you have some communistic-like system where... several people share the burden of responsibility. I don't care. Mm-hmm. It's their property. They can just divide up their responsibility how they want.
For sure.
But the state's claims, totally null and void. Hang them.
How about that guillotine? Yeah,
I want to get back into that conversation. I don't know if we're going to get to it tonight, but it's definitely one that needs to happen. Penguin, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And he's watching us there on the Twitch feed over at twitch.lrn.fm. It is the live Christmas Day edition here on Free Talk Live. Now, we've done after shows on Tuesday nights. I don't know if this is going to be the best night to do it just because it's Christmas and probably a good chunk of our audience may not be there. So maybe we'll hold the after show till tomorrow. Unless y'all really want to do it, I'll let you guys, you know, decide on that. But we still have a full half hour of radio show to continue, and it's open phones every night here on Free Talk Live. When you want to talk about property rights or whatever is on your mind, you may do so. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. An 8-year-old boy has died who was in government custody after entering the United States from Guatemala. He is the second immigrant child to die in Customs and Border Protection custody this month. Officials say the child was diagnosed with a cold and fever, then was given medicine and released. The boy then died hours later. Rice University political science professor Mark Jones.
We probably need to have much better medical care in these detention facilities and in many ways treat them in some ways like MASH units where everyone is evaluated for health issues with emergency cases given top priority.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection promises an independent and thorough review of the circumstances. A 7-year-old Guatemalan girl died earlier this month after being apprehended by border agents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind a wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And having talked with my co-host here tonight, I'm Ian, by the way.
Michael. Hiya.
And it sounds like you guys do want to do a Twitch-only after show tonight. So Christmas Day.
I'm down.
Twitch-only after show. That'll be coming up at 10 o'clock Eastern time. So if you're listening on the radio, you'll have to follow our Twitch channel and watch us there after 10 if you want to keep the show going. It will be without FCC censors. So you can say things there that you can't say here.
So we'll break out the bad words.
You can, but there's also certain words that Twitch doesn't want you to say, so it's a different set of censors. The FCC is not the censor. Twitch becomes your censor then. But they're a little bit easier going. Anyway, the toll-free number again, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you have not visited freetalklive.com, would like to invite you to go ahead and do that. I mentioned our Twitch channel. That's the way you can watch our show live. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow the channel there. We are not quite to 600 followers. It's, you know, by no means the largest Twitch channel, but we sure do appreciate everybody being there because it's actually a really good video streaming platform. In fact, I noticed that you were auto-hosting the channel, I think, Aria, on your channel. So you have your own Twitch channel.
I do.
And apparently calltofreedomlive.com, which is your show, Call to Freedom, that's the show that you normally do.
Right.
Apparently that's working on some internet connections, but for whatever reason, it's not working here at the studio. So that may be working for you if you try it at calltofreedomlive.com. So go to twitch.lrn.fm, follow our channel there. That's where we're going to do the after show tonight. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Greg is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey.
was going to call in and talk to the troops in Syria, but I just wanted to follow up on what the previous caller was talking about.
Sure.
I think I often talk about property and the government, and I think sort of there are two sides of the same coin. If you have an organization that's small, I think either government of that organization or ownership of property is pretty benign. But when it gets larger, like it gets Disney World or it gets something even larger, I don't care if it's owned privately top down or whether it's democratic. It's pretty big and it's out of touch with what people need. So it's, I think private property kind of becomes, both of these institutions become something that uses force on a large scale.
I don't agree. I think Disneyland is pretty in touch with what their visitors want, and that this is the reason why they're making, I don't know if this is still technically cool or not, Buku Bucks.
I used it earlier tonight.
But state and government are not necessarily synonyms any more than a car and a truck are synonyms, you know. A state is a type of government, and is one that utilizes force and coercion in order to achieve its aims. But sure, Disneyland technically constitutes a government over its property, just as Ian constitutes a government over his property, and we all constitute governments over our own property. The difference is we don't use violence and coercion. And I think you can have these sorts of voluntary arrangements with people, and I think Disneyland is a pretty good example. Without any violence and coercion being involved.
Well, I give the example of, let's say, a business owner deciding to open a bodega in Disneyland or some kind of store. They would have to pay rent to Disneyland. And certainly, if they don't pay rent, Disneyland can employ men with guns, either the state or some other organization.
Okay, well, let's erase the state from this and just assume they hire a private contracting firm to do it. Fair enough?
Right. Yeah, they could do a private contracting, but the point is they evict them with physical violence if needed, if need be, to enforce the property rights.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd have to.
I don't see the complaint.
No, there's no complaint. I'm saying that's the way things work. And the same, next door could be a city where that bodega owner decides to create a taxable nexus in that they create a presence in that city. And then that city could say, well, I would like you to pay taxes, but that's the law in the city, and it's pretty analogous to the rent that Disneyland would enforce.
Well, except you're voluntarily choosing to go to Disneyland and open a business there and agree to their terms of service and their conditions.
He's saying you would also be choosing to go to the nearby city and open a business there, and that therefore you're agreeing to their terms and conditions.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all
sure,
I'm saying.
Sure, fair enough. Except. No, there's no except. I will concede that point.
So wait, are you saying taxes are voluntary, Arya? Are you conceding that taxes are voluntary?
They can be, certainly. I know people who have paid taxes in cryptocurrency. I mean, it doesn't get more voluntary than that.
But wait a minute.
But they haven't paid in cryptocurrency. They pay taxes on cryptocurrency.
It's your first time on the show. Greg's called before, and so that's why I was able to kind of encapsulate what he was saying, because I've heard this argument before. But what about the person who's born into the city? If you want to argue that somebody who moves into a city is consenting to all the government's rules, okay, what about the person who's born into that city? And there's not exactly another city they can go to where there aren't similar rules. I mean, yeah, there's some differences between some of them. You know, certain cities have certain ordinances versus others. But generally, there's going to be some bureaucrat who's going to demand some kind of an extraction of money and or obedience from you in order to be able to open your business there.
And we talked about that on the Call to Freedom just a few days ago, which it ultimately comes down to a matter of, you know, you choosing your slave master is really what it comes down to. Because all cities have an authoritarian, oppressive government, and you can choose to move between different cities, you know, it doesn't really affect the coercive nature of it because you can't go to a city where those things are absent.
Right.
So they kind of have a monopoly on all of the options available, I guess, which is inherently
therefore it's not really voluntary. If you want to have a place that you could go where you don't have to pay the man.
I mean, it's like being in a room with 50 guys and they're like, okay, well, we're going to rape you. Do you want the big black dude or do you want the little white dude?
that's
a good analogy.
That's
not what we mean by consent.
Do you want Big Jim or you want little Tommy?
Well, if you ask me.
And you do have some people out there going, oh, I'll take Big Jim. Not my thing,
whatever,
but hey, some
into.
People like that big state. So
well,
go to Austin.
Are you guys asking me?
No, we're not asking you your preference between Big Jim and Little Tommy.
I don't want
to say the after show
Jim.
Quite yet.
But no, are you guys asking me basically what's? I agree. That is the situation all around the world and on the internet.
Well, you know what the sad part is for all the people who complain about it, very few people are willing to actually do anything about it. Very few people are willing to pick up their lives and actually vote with their feet and actually move to a place where little Timmy or whoever is in charge rather than Big Jim. And or also move to a place where we might be able to push little Timmy out because we got enough people to say no. You know, enough people to say, we're not going to put up with that. We're not going to take it. We don't have to. And if enough of us said no, then there's not really anything that he could do, or they, in this case, could do.
I have a question, by the way. If somebody were to move out and they started their own little thing, right? Like Jordan Peterson said he's going to start his own Patreon because he didn't like how Patreon is treating people.
Okay.
So let's say you start your own little thing. And then voluntarily people join it, and then you have a government endorsing. And then eventually, let's say it grows, and you turn it into a democratic city. You turn your company over to your employees or whatever you call it. Would you accept that as it's the same outcome as a city, but it developed in a voluntary way?
If there's no force or coercion, I don't really care what they do with it. It's when force and violence and coercion into the picture that I'm like, okay, you're doing something wrong here. This is immoral.
I'm going to say that there's always force when, you know, let's say I own 1,000 houses. I will use force to evict a squatter or a homeless guy from my house, even though I don't live in it. It doesn't really bother me that much. But, like, I can.
I would ask you why you would do that if it doesn't even bother you that much.
I wouldn't.
Well, thanks for the call.
Well, there we go.
There's more coming up here. If you want to jump in, you can. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is the live Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again. So I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Christmas Day edition of the show. You're invited to join us here on the radio and take control of the airwaves. And by the way, we're here throughout the holidays, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. We're going to be here with you and talking to you about whatever you want to discuss. You can take control of it. In fact, got a few calls already on hold here for this final segment, but we're not done for tonight after this segment because we're going to continue on Twitch only. So we will not be on any other platform, not even YouTube, not our internet stream, not LRN. It'll just be Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. So if you're not yet following our channel there, please go ahead and do that. Twitch.lrn.fm. Ian, Michael, and Aria in the studio tonight. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. You're telling me that was clever?
That's clever.
What part?
Just continuing it only on Twitch.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, it's actually been fun. We've been having fun with the after shows. It gives us a little more freedom, so we call it Freer Talk Live. It gives us a little more freedom to say the things we can't say on the radio, so let's go. And especially you, the callers, because there's certain callers that just, they can't handle being on the radio. They just can't get on without saying something that we have to, you know, dump their call. And I don't like doing that. I don't like having to dump somebody's call. It doesn't make me feel good. In fact, it's annoying. I have to, like, hurry up and try to hit the damn button before the thing they said goes out over the airwaves and jeopardizes our station's licenses. Let's go to John. He's in Florida. John, you're online, I think, listening online. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, first-time caller. I appreciate it. I just wanted to mention about the marijuana use and how it is blossoming all over the country and the world.
Is it, though? Or is it just coming out of the closet?
It's concerning. Well, it is being outed in a very, in my opinion, incorrect manner.
What's the concern from your perspective?
My perspective, I'm a 62-year-old guy, long-term pot smoker. I guess you call me old hippie. The legal issues, I understand. My father was LAPD, pretty high in the department.
That's unfortunate.
The department for over 50 years. But that's not here nor there. Where I'm coming from is, in the beginning, when it all started, you know, I remember saying, I'll never see marijuana being legalized in my lifetime. I'm originally from Southern California.
And you're not happy to be wrong about that?
I am I am happy, but I'm concerned in the way it's being handled.
Explain that to me. What's the concern?
Well,
in what way?
My concern is the only way that it's been able, in my opinion, to come to this place that it is now, is that little pot shops that started opening up. I'm originally, like I said, from SoCal. My husband of 17 years, Oregon, you know, where it's all casualty now, it's all street legal. But all the shops now, I do not believe I can guarantee I am getting just that. It's now going into vape, oils, flavors. Anytime big business gets involved, they have to take on these people, which are subsidiaries. They want to put their product in.
Okay, so hey, wait, you're worried you're not getting cannabis?
You know what I'm saying? So it's
no,
like,
wait, I'm trying to understand what
you're saying.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying here, John. You're saying you're worried that you're not actually getting cannabis when you go to the store and buy cannabis because of big business?
Well, for myself, I don't have a problem because I know what I am doing because of my background in it. I lung cancer, I only have one lung, so I utilize it now as a medical, as a recreational. I never had to use it as medical before.
So you've got it down. You can tell, you know what to buy, but you're worried about other people?
Well, yeah, because especially the younger people, they're going into where, well, I don't want to roll it. Well, I don't want to put it in pipe. But, oh, look, they come in these vapes, and they come in these flavors. And, you know.
So you're worried about the vape, you're worried about the vape product?
Yes, and the chemicals that are being used to grow it now. Because
you
like
know they used pesticides back when it was in the black market, right?
Well, when I was in the woods in Oregon growing it on the down low, no, we weren't.
I love this. The chief of police son growing weed is now worried about
it. Okay. He wasn't the chief.
This is pretty silly.
Any of this stuff is Roundup.
He was just digging out. He was a detective in homicide.
Whatever. He was a cop.
Whatever.
He probably put people in jail for the very same thing you were growing.
I got picked up for possession, you know, as a minor. I was like, please don't call my father. You know, and they're like,
okay,
we'll take you home, but don't, you know, if they call my dad, he'd say, put it in the cell. You know?
How big of a business do you think these businesses are? I mean, you're so worried about big business. How big are these businesses that are manufacturing?
Because it is becoming so widespread legal that big business is going to buy out the little business.
It's starting to happen.
When you buy oxycodone, are you worried about it not containing oxycodone?
Can I tell you something? I don't buy oxycodone.
When you buy Tylenol, whatever, are you worried about it not containing Tylenol?
Well, I have never thought of that. When I buy aspirin, am I concerned that it doesn't have aspirin in it?
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
but they're
why
made
are you
by
concerned
mega
about
well, they're made by mega corporations.
Yeah, much larger than these pot growers.
Yes, but everyone's trying to jump on the bandwagon so quickly and rush this through. I do not believe the quality control is being controlled.
Fear.
Kind of like ibuprofen.
Fear.
Or Kratom.
Fear.
Well, how much?
Fear.
Well,
what is that thing that's killing people that people are putting in heroin?
Let me clarify something here for you, John. Having been,
the people who aren't pot smokers, and never have been. Someone who sat next to me and did chemo, and everyone said, "Oh," and they're like, "But no, the smoke." My oncologist, San Francisco, was the one who did the pot studies, who invented the very first vapes, and they were big bags.
Okay. Look, all that doesn't matter to me. I want to clarify something about the past and where we are today. In the past, it was the black market who was manufacturing cannabis, and you never had any idea what kind of pesticides that they were using.
No, the first weed I bought was oregano.
It was.
I believe it.
That wasn't real weed, right? Like you were.
The very first marijuana I ever bought was oregano with pickle seeds in it.
Somebody committed fraud against you.
Well, then obviously it was your first buy.
but the point is that was in the black market. If you go down, and I don't know if you have you been down to Massachusetts yet?
I don't smoke pot.
Okay, well we went down on a field trip the other day, John. Hold on. We're trying to have a conversation here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We went down on a field trip earlier. I think it was like 4 weeks ago or whatever.
About a month ago.
We went down to Massachusetts where they've just opened up the very first retail marijuana shops east of the Mississippi. And we went through this process, and it was a very professional, very impressive process where they had everything clearly, you know, marked, and they had a menu that they handed out to people in line, and you could choose what you wanted off the menu, and everything was, you know,
exactly.
there was a pack of joints that was purchased there that showed all the THC percentages of the five different types of marijuana that was in the five different joints so it was like a variety pack, basically. There's all kinds of information online, more so than there's ever been about this.
Sure.
We're in a time today where the consumer, whether they're new or they're, you know, old school, can acquire more information than they even really need to know about these products, where the science behind it is better developed than it's ever been. We're learning about these things called terpenes that I've never even heard of before just the last couple of years. There's a lot that's going on out there. There's a lot of research. And all of your fear-mongering is really not helping anything. So thank you for the call tonight, John. I understand that you want to keep people safe, but the idea that they're in greater danger now that the marijuana is being manufactured under controlled conditions and by companies that are publicly viewable, companies that you can actually know who they are. You know,
because you get accurate information now.
Right.
You don't have to worry about your marijuana being laced with PCP or heroin or something.
That really wasn't a worry that you really had in the black market.
Though.
But it could, in theory, because it would raise the cost. I mean, why would... A dealer is not going to lace their marijuana with PCP because it's costly to do that. You're not going to do that and try to market it as though it's just a regular bag of marijuana. I can say that I've never in the history of the marijuana that I've purchased over all the years, has there ever been anything like that. And nor have I really known anybody who's ever made claims like that. So you've got a situation where you've gone from a complete unknown. You found marijuana in the black market. You had no idea how many hands it passed through, who the original growers were. Now you know. And it's not because of the government, even though there's all these regulations now. The government's got tests. And, in fact, we've got a news story about it. Maybe we'll cover it in the after show. California marijuana recall. They're mad. The state regulators are mad at one company for falsifying certain test reports. So, John, thanks for the call. Feel free to call again another time. We can talk further. If you're out there and you want to hear more of us, we're going to continue on twitch.lrn.fm in just a few minutes for our uncensored after show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.